Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Rob Sestrino back here to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of July 19th, 2022, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. News AF is back once again, and we've got a lot of great stuff to talk to you about. And first, let's bring in a man who is really just killing it over on the Challenge USA. Here he is from outside the USA. It's Tyson Apostle.
What's up? Yeah, it's almost not fair how good I'm doing on that show.
So far, so good.
Playing levels above everyone else, but that was kind of to be expected. And now I'm in Mexico, which is...
Because there's no more challenges in the U.S. that...
that satiate my desire to be challenged. Correct. There's no more Challenge USAs, so I'm on to... the next latest and greatest. That's correct.
Okay. And how's everything in Mexico, Tyson?
So far, it's about the same as I remember. lots of sand and beach. We are going to go snorkeling and taking the girls snorkeling with the whale sharks later this week.
Whoa.
So that should be cool. Yeah.
It's fun teaching little kids how to snorkel. At least my kids couldn't
understand. They take to it like water.
No, like keeping their face underwater just didn't seem right.
But they're your children and these are my children.
Yeah, it's true.
So
yours were born in the pool and came out snorkeling from the
well. Yes. Well, Bergen's been in swim team for a year and a half already. And she's been snorkeling a bunch of times already. Marlo, this will be her first foray into snorkeling. So we'll see. We're going to take her goggles and her snorkel and just see if she can, because if some kids just don't like the apparatus on their face either.
Yeah.
So
no one likes an apparatus on their face.
Some people do.
Yeah.
What apparatus is acceptable? What's a good face
VR apparatus? Goggles?
Yeah, VR Ooh. Goggles, Danny. Mm-hmm.
I don't like those on my face. Those are heavy, sweaty. Mm-hmm. Hurt your
other
eyes.
Other people's faces.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an apparatus. Danny? It's or appendages. People like some appendages, apparatuses. Mm-hmm. I'm just not much of an apparatus guy. Unless we're calling sunglasses apparatus.
What about when you strap a camera to your helmet? You don't ever do that on mediocre
amateur?
I do
have a helmet, but that's not on my face. Mm-hmm. I mean, the face is just like, no thank you.
No thank you. All right.
It's Tyson's moneymaker. He can't cover that up.
Yeah. Well, OMG in the chat wants me to explain the challenge again.
Yes.
So they're saying... It's called the challenge, but they've already seen like four challenges. Yeah. So the challenge is a show.
Yeah.
And it's comprised of a bunch of challenges.
So many. One.
Yeah.
A challenge. So I think the actual challenge is all of the challenges also combined with the challenge of living with challenging personalities in a challenging environment.
Yeah, I watched one challenge and then assumed the show was over and just stopped watching because I thought this is the challenge. I'm watching it right now. Okay, good. Done.
Yeah, no, more than one challenge, or maybe it's a continuous challenge. I haven't decided. I haven't looked in the bylaws of MTV to see if maybe it's just... one continuous challenge that has different phases throughout. Could it be that?
Could be.
Yeah. I think that the whole event is the challenge.
Yeah. Start to finish.
Yeah.
Challenge within a challenge. It's like Inception.
Yeah.
More challenges you go down, the slower
Tyson,
time moves.
Mike says that the real challenge of the show is for the audience to not love Tyson.
That is. Ooh, that is. A few people. A few people have won that, but almost none. Yeah, there's a couple of people that. One lady's like, I don't care for him, even though I have a son named Tyson. And I was like, thank you for naming your son after me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah.
Most people love me. Some people hate me. That's the way it goes.
It's the way it goes. Look, you could go through life never making anybody mad. But would that be a life worth living, Tyson?
No, you definitely have to make people mad, right?
Mm-hmm. Some people. Hopefully it's the right people.
Yeah, the right people.
Yeah. Did you just come up with that saying?
No, I butchered something I had heard on TikTok recently.
Yeah, you definitely said it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely said it wrong. Is going through life not making anyone mad a life worth living? That's
too many negatives, too many double negatives. Yeah,
no, it's just
but
like,
we all got it.
We all got it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all got it. But I think definitely I'm polarizing, but not as polarizing as I used to be.
Right.
I'm definitely getting more positive feedback and almost zero negative feedback. But the negative feedback. I can already describe exactly what that person looks like.
Yes. All right. Well, a man who was one of the first people to recognize the greatness of Tyson and who still hates an apparatus on his face. It's Danny Brightson. Danny, how are you?
Doing pretty good. I have about 100 mosquito bites between my legs. Like, calves.
Between your legs.
Between like,
that's right where the most crotch. Meat is. That's where the most meat is on Danny, the quads.
Between both legs, I have 100 mosquito bites all in the calf region.
Yeah.
I was recently in a too vascular mosquito populated area and the Wind Rivers. And I've never, ever in my life experienced mosquitoes like this where you're breathing them in. It's like a cloud. They're crawling into your nose, your eyes, your mouth. They're in your ears. I put on my water. It was like 100 degrees, but I put on my waterproof jacket just to keep them from sucking my delicious Mountain Dew infused blood.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm not allergic to them or whatever it is that makes the bites really stand out.
Yeah.
Because they're just tiny. Otherwise, I would look, I would be appalling.
Mm-hmm.
I would need an apparatus over my face.
Yeah. We did have a close call yesterday, Danny, with we had a hornet fly into the house.
Just one hornet?
Just one. Yeah.
Is one hornet a cause for concern?
Rob almost burned the whole house.
Almost. I almost had to. You know, it was very frustrating because my wife and I, we were on the front doorstep. We noticed like two, like, you know, big, like wasps.
Murder hornets?
I don't think they were. No, I don't think they were murder hornets. Not as far as I could tell. And so we said, you know what? Let's be smart. Let's not go back in the front door. Let's go around the side so we don't let these wasps into the house. And boy, joke was on us as we got into the house and realized that the door did not close properly behind us. It was wide open. Open invitation for the hornets to come in. And
did they?
One did. And so we were like, okay, well, how do we take out this wasp without agitating it so that it stings us?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Did some Googling. And so at one point we had it caught in between the blinds, which was good. I tried to first suck it with a dustbuster.
Sounds good.
That did not seem good.
Did that make it mad?
It seemed a little bit. It seemed a little pissed. We also had a leaf blower. I heard that like if they really the wind really throws them off. But what I had found on Google was apparently dish soap in water really does a number on them, really incapacitates them. So we filled up a spray bottle with the dish soap and water mixture, and then was able to like blast it out of the sky.
Did that work?
And did that bring it down?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's good to know. That's that's the trick that I could use.
Yeah. So Danny, I don't know if it would have worked against the mosquitoes. You probably would need like more of like a fine mist of the dish soap.
I just kept running and like swatting and screaming and tripping over trees. It was like 3 or 4 hours of just,
who were you with?
I was by myself.
Wow, you could have died out there, dude. Imagine
just like, shriveled corpse. He must have been out here dead for 2 weeks. No, actually, he died hours ago.
Yeah, it just
mosquitoes drained his blood.
He dried all the way dried up.
Bloodless corpse.
Yeah,
was found. R.I.P. Wow. Danny. Yeah. All right. We got a lot of big stories to talk about this week. Let's talk about one that is something that may be coming to an office near you. A lot of people are still working from home, but if you're back in the office, you may, and I know I certainly could use this, you know, have a point in the afternoon, whether it's like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, after lunch, getting a little groggy. And so some offices in Japan are installing nap boxes so workers can take a nap with the little bit of a wrinkle, vertical nap.
First of all, I think these are more pills, nap pills. Like, it looks like it's a pill shape. It's not a box.
It's a pill shaped, right.
But also, this is a good technique because when I take naps, I sleep on my arm so they go to sleep, and that wakes me up from the pain.
Oh,
then I don't oversleep. So this is good because now you can get exactly 20 minutes because you can't ever get comfortable enough to sleep beyond 20 minutes.
No, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I think these are a great idea.
The Itoki nap box. That's what it's called.
So it just holds you in a standing position while you sleep?
Yes. It gives you support to your head, knees, and rear. I mean, that's really all you need, Tyson.
Yeah.
Man.
Three contact points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Three. That's scientifically proven, I guess.
Yeah.
Three contact points.
I mean,
points.
It's really like you're being held like a baby. Support for your head.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Held, support for the rear and your knee. Just
build like a giant woman who cradles you in her arms. Mm-hmm. You sleep like that, like over her shoulder.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
And by the way, the box will really prove that, oh, he was tired because he's tired enough to sleep in the box. Whereas if you had a different kind of lay down box, it's like anyone would go in there, but you really had to be tired to be going there.
You also have to make it tight enough that you can't get your phone in front of your face.
Mm.
I think that's one of the.
Oh, yeah. You can't lift up. This is like an Iron Maiden without the spikes.
Yeah. Danny, do we know anything about the climate control in the nap box?
You want ventilation, but it doesn't look like ventilation.
It needs to keep you warm too.
If you were to shut that door with a hornet in there, I mean, you would die. Mm-hmm. There's just no way for it to escape, or maybe even you. I don't even
see hornets repeatedly sting you, or are they a one and done sting?
I think they could repeatedly sting you.
Yeah.
I think the bee is only the one and done.
Oh my goodness.
They could go over and over and over again.
I feel like the nap box is something I will never see in person because it won't become so
widespread. You don't work in an office
or that, but it's just one of those things that may as well not exist.
You don't think the Amazon warehouse is going to be bringing them in next?
Oh no.
They probably already have like sleep meat hooks.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you hook your jacket onto it and hang
thing,
like a puppet. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I could get this for Liz.
Yeah.
She's too long. Yeah, because she's too long. She takes her naps are too long. So I've got to cut her naps.
You want
half.
One for the home.
Yeah, so that she gets the appropriate amount of nap time.
The problem is in some of these Japanese offices that there are people who lock themselves in the bathroom for a while to take a nap.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So they lock themselves in the bathroom.
Yes. And then, you know,
this is better than the bathroom.
This is better than the bathroom.
A gross place to take a nap.
Right.
Yeah.
You go to sleep on the toilet. You know, you could fall and, get a concussion.
Well, you'd shut the lid, right?
Yeah. I think you'd still hit your head on the floor or the stall.
Well, couldn't you lean against the stall? I mean, that'd be super gross because invisible poo splashes have been hitting that wall for years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could, if you wanted, put a jacket against the wall. How much room is in a stall? How much room is in a Japanese stall?
Mm-hmm.
Was this box created because it's the same size as a Japanese bathroom stall?
Yeah.
and that's what they're used to.
And this is an issue that Japan has some of the longest working hours in the world, according to this article, that 1 in 4 companies require employees to work more than 80 hours of overtime each month.
Oh my gosh. But how's their productivity?
Which is often unpaid overtime.
Whoa. Ooh, I don't even know if that's legal in the US.
I don't think that should be a thing, unpaid overtime.
Yeah, but yeah. You can sweeten the deal with a nice nap box, get people happy. You know, like, dude, I love going to work because I know that nap box is waiting for me.
Mm-hmm. And if people love their jobs so much that it doesn't even seem like work, then they prefer to be there whether they're getting paid or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know,
so on the door, there's a little shelf up high. Do you think that's for resting your head?
Or your phone?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's for like putting your head, you know, like you do on the trays and on an airplane.
Yeah, I think that's what it's for.
Wow.
Yeah. So
do you think people have ever fallen asleep in one of these?
I think that people are so exhausted that that's what they're for.
You know, in some countries, this would be considered, a place to sleep. In others, a form of torture. Mm-hmm. I think that providing too small of a space for someone to lay down or get comfortable is an actual form of torture. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what the sleep box uses. So if like you see some dictators ordering a lot of sleep boxes, just know they're not going to be used for sleep.
Yeah, but sometimes you're so tired. It's like, yeah, just give me 10 minutes in the sleep box. That's all I need.
20.
Yeah.
20 minutes in the sleep box. Yeah. And then jump right back up. I could use it.
How many sleep boxes does this company have?
One.
So they have to share one.
No, I don't know. I think they're going to have a couple, but I don't think they're like, I think the sleep box is like here. If you need it, fine. But also, we don't want to hear any complaints about the unpaid overtime anymore.
Yeah. Here's your in exchange for the trillion man hours a month that we're getting from you. We're providing all 35,000 of our employees with 2 sleep boxes to share betwixt themselves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if everybody goes in for 6 minutes once a day, like it should work out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just know that somebody has to go first.
Right.
Right. When you get to work, you clock in and just go straight to the sleep box to get your sleep box.
You're up first.
Shift in.
Okay. Now, Tyson, I know you recently spent time in New York City, or at least in Queens. Yeah. Did you happen to notice any unusual odors?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
I mean, what's unusual? It's unusual to me coming from the wide open desert of Arizona to smell any city smells in New York.
Yeah. Well,
but, like, it's normal.
Yeah. This summer, people are saying that it might be the smelliest summer ever in New York City as smell complaints. Well, you know, we had talked only a couple months ago about too many people calling in about noisy people having sex in New York City. People are back calling the 311 complaint line to complain about how bad New York City smells this summer.
City smells so bad.
It does smell bad, but I don't think that it's necessarily that it smells worse. Maybe just these younger generations are more sensitive to it. Like back then, it was just
calls,
like,
Tyson.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's up 54% from last year. Is it possible that people are complaining more in general?
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's 100%. People definitely are complaining more. I don't think we need a bunch of survey people to tell
us that. Old timers just got along with it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is the grit of the city. Oh, that smell. I love the smell of city stink in the morning. You know?
Yeah. Really, the city stinks, pumped. But it's our city.
I can't wait to get my sleep capsule after walking through the garbage-strewn city streets.
You can smell the moistness.
Yeah. Oh, when the humidity rises and the temperature rises, it really brings out that garbage.
You don't like how it smells? Move to Sheboygan. Get out of here.
If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Because of the smell.
I used to wade through garbage uphill both ways on my way to 80 hours of overtime at work.
Yeah. So the smell complaints are up at an all-time high. They're calling it the rotten apple.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know how, I mean, you know that a city smells bad because that's what your kids complain about when they visit a city for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They're always like, what is that smell, Dad? Why does it smell? This is a city, son.
Yeah.
Smell of garbage and piss.
Yeah.
Well, it is what
Well, actually, so New York.
And open sewage.
Yes. New York Mayor Eric Adams was asked about it. He said, folks, see our investment in sanitation. The city has to be clean. And I'm seeing the city get cleaner and cleaner. Maybe I have a New York nose. I'm not smelling the filth. The number one thing I smell right now is pot. Like everybody is smoking a joint now, you know?
Pot is preferable to garbage.
That's the mayor.
Yeah. It's a little
skunky. Well, if he's seeing it getting cleaner, well, I'm not going to complain.
If the mayor is in his penthouse suite at Trump Towers or whatever.
I don't think he's at Trump Towers. Yeah. But, you know, is the mayor basically sort of like saying like, hey, look, hey, don't stress so much about the smell. Just, you know,
smoke some weed. Here's what I think the mayor's doing.
Puff,
the mayor,
puff, give.
The mayor can't agree to this.
Yeah.
The mayor has to be like, we're doing a great job. You guys are the idiots. That's what the mayor essentially said. And yeah.
Just chill.
It is city smells. And that's, I mean, you were in New York not too long ago, Rob.
I was on Long Island, but I have been in the city like in the summer and like it does get. It gets pretty rough, especially like you go down into the subway like this, like July, August. And, you know, people complain
I'm
about
not
the cold
a subway
weather.
Person.
Yeah. But the cold weather does, you know, masks a lot of things.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and in rural areas, Danny knows all the places where people take their dogs to take dumps.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Danny talks about this all the time.
Yeah. And then you have the great dog poo thaw of, the spring.
Yep.
And that's real gnarly.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, all right. It is summertime. And so, you know, we know a couple things about the summer. New York City is going to smell. And then the kids are going to go off to summer camp. Danny, do your kids go to summer camp?
I wish.
Yeah.
I was telling Liz just today, we need to find some kind of camp or school, boarding school, somewhere we can send them.
Well, all right. A lot of parents are sending their kids to camp. And for some people, it's sending their kids to camp for the first time in 2 years. And for some of these parents contacted for this article in the New York Post, that the parents are pretty much ready to go to Caligula.
Yeah. Look at this picture. Look at this awesome club with that lady wearing. Wow, quite an outfit. They're really letting loose just because the kids are gone.
I'll give you the lead of this article, which is entitled Nonstop Sex and 4 a.m. Parties. Parents go wild with kids finally away at camp. On the first Monday in June, Christiana Hilberg dropped her 10-year-old off at circus camp, her 4-year-old off at Montessori day camp, and her 2-year-old at daycare. Then she headed straight to the sex shop for toys and supplies to spice things up.
Yep.
It really makes them sound sex crazed. Like the minute they got rid of their kids,
and again,
she went and picked up the biggest, you know,
teledildonics.
Right.
Teledildonic device she could find and drove straight to Caligula's, had some shrimp cocktail, and went right to the room.
Yeah.
DePete has a great comment here.
Yes.
Circus camp?
Circus camp. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Whoa. Well, we talked about a clown shortage. Maybe she's like, she heard that and she's like, son, this sounds crazy, but there's going to be a time and place, a lot of money in clowns in like 10 years when there's none around.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll explain when the kids find mom and dad's whip. We're lion tamers.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, this is a sex positive podcast. Okay. We're not here to yuck anybody's yum. We are just commenting on this story that was in the New York Post talking about how so many parents are just using summer camp as an excuse to finally get their groove back.
I would assume you just go home and take a nap.
No.
Not even in your nap pod, but in like legit on the couch nap.
No, this woman who was in the article had big plans she messaged her husband to say, let's stay in bed and F all day. This Arizona native, now living in South Dakota, said,
I thought it was Rachel.
Yes, it will be a full day of rejuvenation.
She dusted off an old pair of Jimmy Choo's for the night.
Yes.
Is that like a high-end shoe?
Yeah, high-end shoe, Danny. Nice. Tyson, is this actually some clever marketing from Big Camp? Do you think enrollment might be down this year?
Oh, dude, really smart. Mm-hmm. Sex sells, yeah. I don't think necessarily, but I think that, you know, while the kids are away, the adults will play, right, Danny?
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Right, Danny? Danny doesn't know.
Yeah.
Danny doesn't have feelings like that. But in general, I think that's fine to say.
Yeah, the same woman said, sometimes when the kids don't go to bed until 9 p.m., you're tired and you don't have the stamina to be intimate. Ma'am, aren't you the same person that wanted to stay in bed and F all day?
Yeah, it sounds like if the kids are you're in bed, mm-hmm. I mean, the best place to be, according to her.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. The kids are gone. Mm-hmm. Now, you maybe feel like you have a little bit more freedom. Because kids, when they're near you, the potential for distraction's always there. Like at any moment, they could ask for something, cry, break something, get in a fight. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to relax with them in your house.
Okay. In addition to partners finding each other, more adults are back out partying with their friends while their kids are at camp. So lots of girls' nights, and also that there is people going to go to the lifestyle website Girly Girl Army to stay connected while cutting loose.
Is that who wrote the article?
Might be an ad for the Girly Girl Army. Sure.
This whole article is leading to that right there.
Yeah. So this is basically how to cut loose while your kids are at camp.
How to cut loose? I think, okay. So there's a step-by-step guide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Drop your kids off at camp.
Clown camp.
Clown camp. Go to sex shop. Go home. Wait for your partner.
Yeah.
Then engage in erotic activities.
Mm-hmm.
Rinse and repeat.
Yeah. I mean, some of these kids, they're going to have to check the cameras at the house, make sure mom and dad aren't getting too crazy while they're gone.
You think that's what the kids need to do?
The kids are like, all right, mom and dad, we're going to be at camp for the next couple of weeks. All right. No parties. We want no illicit activities, no webcam streaming, mom and dad. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
First of all, kids, this kid's got access. This kid, whoever he is, is controlling the parents through multiple cameras. There is no escaping a kid like that.
Look,
no matter how many camps you send him to, as long as he's got his phone and all his wise cameras pointed right at you.
Right. Danny, these kids, you know how they are with technology. They get into everything.
They're good. Yeah. They sure do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, we had a good run.
Okay. Well, look, there are a lot of parents who are trying to wait for their kids to go to camp, and some of them can't wait. And some of them also can't get a nap in the office. And so what are a lot of people doing in the office? Looking at porn. Up to 60% of the people that were contacted for this survey are looking at porn in the office.
This is how the survey went out. It goes out during work hours and it's just like, got 10 minutes to kill.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was just looking at porn. And then it's like, got 10 minutes to kill. You could make $20. And then they click the link and take the survey.
Okay.
Well, I read about this on this article on BBC, and it was more than just that, Tyson, because they're talking about getting data from, the people who provide the viewing and just about how it goes up. Well, I think it said in the article, one of the highest viewing times is during working hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more than just the 2,000 people. It's also all these other websites and what their data shows.
Now,
interesting. So this is like real.
Yeah.
It is real.
Now, Tyson,
yes.
Just because people are watching porn at work doesn't mean necessarily that there is any sort of funny business going on. Some people are just bored.
Straight to the nap pod. Yeah.
Some people watch are just porn. Are bored the nap pod. And looking to just Rob's blow right. up some stress. Yes.
But they make a point in the article about talking about how it's not like everyone around you has got their pants down underneath the desk. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do it out of revenge for work. Mm-hmm. That was one thing they talk about. Like, they're just to get back at their place of work. They engage in a behavior that seems taboo and wrong.
Well,
and
do so you think, Danny, maybe that they're trying to infect the company's computers with spyware? Like viruses? They're
infecting everything around
us.
Maybe it's just like a rebellion against like, hey, we don't have sleep boxes. Until I get a sleep box, this is what I'm going to do to rebel. So, it's not like everyone's out there just having a crazy wank like all over the office all day long. A lot of these people are just doing it, one, because they're bored, two, because they think it's a rebellious behavior that they can use to get back at their employer. Yep. And then I guess others have three. You know,
Danny's
sensual reasons.
Well, some folks in the office are doing it to sort of like congratulate for a job well done.
Right.
They might have just made a big sale. And while
a small reward.
Some people might have a cup of coffee and a cake, somebody else might watch pornography.
That's right. And that was a direct quote from it. Some might celebrate with a bit of cake. Some might just celebrate with 10 minutes of whatever fetish they're into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't there a saying man can't live off of coffee and cake alone?
But it did say in the article I read on BBC that in almost every case where an employer catches you watching it, you will be fired. It never ends.
See, I was thinking that maybe a manager like, all right, we need to get our sales numbers up this week. That's why to the person on the team with the most sales, you'll get 15 minutes of pornography.
No, it almost never ends well for the people who end up watching it in work. They're almost always fired.
Almost always fired.
They said the best way, and it was funny, they offered some advice on how to get away with it, was once you're caught, to admit to being addicted and needing help. And then hoping.
Well, that's the oldest trick in the book. For
and then
things.
Hoping that they'll offer it through some kind of work program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we
how
find
much porn
Danny
are you watching right now, Tyson? How many windows do you have open?
It's just like, I mean, that's why my internet's so slow. Here
yeah, it's buffering.
Well, next week, Danny will be broadcasting from the rehab center.
Yeah.
Rob was so generous to pay for.
Yes. Well, I mean, Danny, the man has an addiction. Okay. Can you please have some sympathy towards somebody? He's going through something.
I'm surprised with that many people watching, more people are not being caught, or maybe now so many people watch that you can't catch and report because you have dirt on everyone and everyone has dirt on you.
Well, and this is not even like the number of people like working from home. This is people like strictly in the office. I mean, that there's all these companies that have like keystroke monitoring software, not to mention other stroke monitoring software. But you would have to imagine, like, how are people not instantly fired when they are looking at pornography at work? Like, that you would think that the person, like, you'd have an IT person who sets up the network and it's like, hey, could you give me like, could I get an alert anytime somebody hits these specific websites?
Well, maybe you should be really suspicious of the guy who brings the TV VHS combo.
Docs in the chat says the people that should be
maybe they're on their phone,
too busy watching porn.
Maybe they're on their phone and maybe they're not on the company Wi-Fi. Maybe that's it.
Well, it was 60%, like Tyson was saying, everyone now is complicit.
Companies.
So
that would devastate companies. Like imagine if Amazon was just like, anybody who's ever looked at porn on the clock, gone.
Mm-hmm.
Not even Bezos would be there.
Yeah. And I guess I'm being a little crazy to think that people are looking at pornography on like their desktop computer in the office in their cubicle. They're probably more likely are on their cellular phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they're old school and they brought a magazine.
Oh, a magazine, yeah. Right?
Dude. Okay.
Smart.
I just thought of a business idea, yeah. Guys. Let's bring back the magazine.
Bring back the pornographic magazines. Print media is making a comeback. And then again, you have to have like a different magazine to cover it. That's why we can't like have a Sports Illustrated and Time magazine can't go out of business.
Or we print a version of War and Peace, but and on every page is a nudie. So it's like, you just hold it up here. I'm just reading Sadoisky.
War and Peace. Yeah.
War and Peace. No big deal. But inside, pleasure on every page.
Mm-hmm. Why not? Why not just like the, why not the manual, the work manual?
Like, oh yeah, like
company manual. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just studying the company manual because all I do is business all day long.
How to work harder for idiots or dummies. Is that what it was? And
then for dummies.
And then it's like a flip book. You know, the kind where you flip the pages really fast and that's how you get the action.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're thinking of animated stuff now too.
Wow.
Flippity-doo, huh?
Your mind, Danny. Well,
yeah, that's pretty cool. Danny's really smart.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I would say he's a porn genius. Danny's a porn genius.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Okay. So over the last 6 years, I've come to know both of you as fitness enthusiasts, for sure. Mm-hmm. But have you heard about the new workout craze that one man has claimed that doing a certain activity has made him crazy ripped. And that is
crazy ripped.
He's a personal trainer and his new idea, which has made him crazy ripped, is to run like a dog.
Now, this is how you have to run after you've watched so much porn at work.
Mm-hmm.
This is like your only option for running.
Yes.
No, I do think that. Have you ever tried moving around on all fours before for an extended period of time? It is exhausting.
Yeah.
Well,
is that how dogs are in such good shape?
Under what condition were you running on all fours, Tyson?
If you don't mind
detailing.
Oh,
he's got really good form. Are you watching this video of him?
Let me put up the video. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Tyson.
My grandpa wrote a book that was fitness for elderly people.
Okay.
And one of the things in the book that he recommended was to, at some point in the day, walk around on all fours.
Wow.
Why did that? You got to watch these videos.
All right, here we go. This man is named Nathaniel Nolan, and he has spent 322 days running like a dog. Okay? And he is making headlines everywhere. TMZ, New York Post. Here he is running up a slide on TikTok like a dog. He goes down a ladder like a dog.
Look crazy ripped there.
He's pretty ripped, Tyson. If you watch the video for a while.
Yeah, let me see.
Crazy ripped. Remember, genetics play a huge role in whether or not you can get crazy ripped. But
okay, here he is. What do you think of this, Tyson?
Yeah.
It's probably actually pretty good for his flexibility, too.
What about your back? What about lower back? It doesn't look great for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at it. Everybody is running like a dog to get crazy ripped.
Wow.
Unfortunately, you will get crazy ripped, but you will also be ridiculed.
Mm.
So is it worth it? Because that is bizarre. If you watch the ones when they're out on like public streets, it looks beyond weird. If I saw someone doing that, I'd be like, quick, kids, get in the car.
Danny, across the street.
Yeah.
Would you not want to put your bare hands on the sidewalk as you run around like a dog?
Oh, my gosh. I would have to wear gloves.
Bare hand gloves, dude. Bare hand dog running gloves.
Yeah. Maybe we can get into that market.
Are they gloves if you're running like a dog, or are they also shoes?
Shoes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They're
Rob.
Shoes. Padded. Dog shoes. And they have to be a little bit padded.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. I believe that this probably does help because it's full body, you know, your whole body's working. But
like mountain climbers.
Yeah, it is. That's what I thought. It is a lot like scrambling, but I'm not bent over when I'm scrambling. I'm usually going uphill, so I'm using my whole body. This just looks terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know it's worth it.
And Danny, this is my challenge to you. The next time you scramble, and just kind of keep note of when you're scrambling, also on the descent, scramble.
Yeah.
I will head end first. Up with a crushed in face.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Danny, they say that it looks like that you might burn 100 calories every 10 minutes doing a dog walk.
Again, but you don't need to do 100 people's respect every 10 minutes while also doing a dog walk in public. It yeah. looks weird. It really does. And they, you know what? There was a new trend that was coming out that was talking about running backwards, and yeah. people were going to tracks and running backwards. Yeah. This looks worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
If I was at a track and I saw a guy running like a dog on the track, I would pack up my stuff and I would go home. That's just too weird.
Okay.
Well, Danny, don't shame this man for being fit.
I'm not shaming him for being fit. I'm shaming him for running like a dog on okay. the public streets. Hey,
this so would you rather he run backwards?
Yes, I would. I that looks less weird than running on all fours. A human on all fours is a nightmare.
It was pretty weird.
Yeah, that's like when you turn on a movie on Halloween and you're like, oh my gosh, that guy's on all fours. What a creepo.
Yeah, right?
Gonna
or
happen.
Like a werewolf. Ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or any other horror film, we've been taught that a person on all fours is a really creepy person.
Yeah. Now, Danny, is there an additional health benefit to running backwards?
Yeah, they say that it strengthens your knees and like all these tiny little muscles and ligaments that normally don't get a lot of action will get some action and strength.
Like the parents with kids who aren't at summer camp.
Listen, if you jog a little bit and then try to jog backwards a little bit from time to time, your legs will get a different soreness. Then.
Did your grandpa have running backwards in his book? Because he was way ahead on the dog crawl.
Right.
He had standing on your head every day for a little bit.
Oh my God.
I bet you we can find some scientific paper somewhere that justifies that activity every day.
He said the blood rush to your brain was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you get like an inversion chair? Do you have to be doing a headstand?
I don't know. So it's been a long time.
Caligula had an inversion chair.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I looked through this book, but I have seen it on Amazon.
You should republish it. Yeah.
And one of them was, it was just like before bed, run around on all fours for a little bit. And then right before you go to bed, do a handstand on your bed. But if you can't do a full handstand, just like dangle over your bed or something, or I think lay inverted or something like that. Yeah. It was something.
How exciting was his house right before bedtime? Running around on all fours, hanging on the head.
Was your grandfather in great shape, Tyson?
He was in pretty good shape, I believe. He had something to do with instituting a strict weight training regimen to football, collegiate football, like in the like 50s or 60s.
Wow.
So he like was one of the first guys that was like, we should be lifting weights a lot. And so he started having me do a bunch of like omega-3 and omega-6 diet stuff in the 90s.
Wow.
Yeah, like in the early 90s, he was like, here, take all these omega-6s and omega-3s. And I was like, but those are fat. And he's like, but it's good fat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? That's a thing? So, yeah.
Oh, also ahead of his time on good fat.
Mm-hmm. He was so far ahead of his time on the good fats that it was like a decade after that before I started hearing
future
anything.
Future man.
Yeah.
Are we sure he wasn't a time traveler?
He was 30 years ahead on dog walking.
Yeah, he was.
Wow.
I'm walking on all fours. Yeah. So I never realized it, but yeah, he was a genius.
Wow. All right. One more story before we get to Danny's bolt hole. This one has to do with some justice for an animal who ended up hurting a woman and then ultimately she died. There was a sheep in Africa who ended up attacking a woman. And so the sheep has been taken into custody where the sheep will be serving a 3-year jail sentence in a military camp.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. In a military, they're going to use military resources to imprison this sheep.
No, there's already military resources there to imprison military personnel. And they're just throwing the sheep in there, but not as punishment to the sheep, as punishment to the already existing prisoners there.
They're punishing the prisoners?
Aren't there other prisoners
sheep
there?
Sheep do stink. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of sheep would be punishment.
Yeah, and so she's known for attacking humans. She's going to attack another human in there. She's never leaving because she's just going to get in prison fight after prison fight after prison fight.
Mm-hmm. The sheep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the sheep is going to the local jail where it was found guilty of murder and sentenced to 3 years in military camp.
And once they get a taste for murder, it's like sheep can't shake that.
Yeah. Now, Tyson, may I ask, what is the difference between animal jail and a zoo?
I've always called zoos animal prisons.
Yeah, I think it depends on probably on the acreage and the environment. Is it built up to suit that particular being's natural environment or no?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
There's some of that.
This is from the article, which is from the Times Now News, which reports that the sheep has been sentenced to the jail for 3 years. And it is the sheep will now spend the next 3 years at a military camp in Adwell County headquarters in Sudan's Lake State. It is not known if the ram has expressed remorse for the crime.
And also, did it have representation in court? Did it have a lawyer?
And also, how long is this sheep? Is this a wild sheep then, I guess?
I think it belonged to somebody. It belonged to somebody. The owner of the ram is mentioned. He has to give 5 cows to the victim's family as compensation. The ram's owner and the victim's family are said to be related and neighbors. And when the sheep is freed after 3 years, it will be given to the victim's family in accordance with local
law. This isn't a story I expected to hear in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
You mean that you think maybe more like
people paying restitution early 1200s? Yeah, this is like people paying restitution with cows, sheep going to prison. This is are we sure we're not reading some parchment? Like we've come across some article from the 1500s?
No,
because this is very unusual.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. So a ram's life expectancy is 8 to 12 years, so it's serving a good third of its life.
Yeah.
The peak years.
Well, it's got to pay for the crime, Tyson.
Yeah. By doing the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, we'll bring you any updates if this sheep gets out for good behavior or any sort
conjugal visits. Yeah,
from who? Okay. All right.
That's
a good question. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole today?
Let's go together.
All right. Here we go. Danny's Bolt Hole coming up now.
Welcome to my Bolt Hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah. Okay, Danny.
I had a couple articles. This one, though, really appealed to my sense of privacy. And I'm sure that we've seen it. You've all seen it in different places. But there's a hotel, and I believe you can stay there for one night for free, as long as you don't mind staying in a room that is made of glass in the lobby. Did you guys see this?
Oh, I've seen that before.
Okay.
So you are... This is a peeping Tom. Yeah, it's called the... let's see. The... Paradiso Art Hotel in Spain. And this is a Peeping Tom's dream. Maybe this will bring Peeping Tom's like moth to the flame, you know, like bring them out of the dark shadows, because now you're in a glass room. Mm-hmm. It could be a trap. This could be a trap just to all those Peeping Toms who are listening and had plans to go and check this out. I just, when I saw this, I'm someone who values privacy, and I just had my in-laws here for the past week and basically hid in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought of staying in a room made of glass is just, it's a nightmare to me.
Yeah.
This is the complete opposite of what I would consider comfortable.
Oh, that's the room?
Right, Danny? Is this it?
Are you guys looking at it? I'm looking at the article. Let me see where
that can't be the room, Danny.
Yeah, that's the one that I have.
Yeah. So you sleep just in there and people can come up almost to your beds and people can come up almost to your bedside. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Yeah. And it's in the lobby of the hotel.
Do they have like a dress code of what pajamas you have to wear?
It doesn't say in the article. I'm sure they would appreciate less pajamas be worn by you. Like if Tyson showed up in his sleeping banana sling that I know he likes to wear so much,
sure,
it would just be tantalizing, especially to all those parents who now have their kids off to summer camp.
Yeah. They're
like, dude, just what I've been waiting for.
Well, a couple things here.
Yeah.
The lighting.
Yeah. Yep.
Like that's going to be a problem. You can't control your own lighting in there.
Yeah. You'd have to wear a mask, and that's even more terrifying. Having a mask on while people are conscious around you, standing around you.
Mm-hmm. Also, that's fine as long as the glass is so thick that, and people aren't allowed to knock on it or something. You know, I'd be afraid of somebody knocking on my glass at like 4 a.m.
I'm sure the hotel concierge is keeping people from doing that. I've got to think that that's something that they're doing.
Yeah.
Kind of policing. Okay. This art installment, which, you know, that's what it is.
Danny, would you rather sleep in the glass hotel room or a Japanese nap box?
Nap box, 100%. Sometimes I sleep in my car, depending on the car.
Yes.
I feel I'm too close to the windows and that people could peer in through the windows. I'm kind of in a glass box when I sleep in some cars.
You are.
Right. And it always irritates me that I'm so visible.
You don't do a makeshift curtain by like zipping your jacket.
Because sometimes when I do the curtains, then that indicates to everyone in the parking lot that, yes, there is a man sleeping in this car. Does that make sense?
What? Yeah. And then you just think that, like, what's going on?
Well, the thing is, a lot of the times I'm sleeping at trailheads where you're not supposed to sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I'm putting up a flag that says, hey, there's a guy sleeping in here because all the windows are covered.
Yeah.
Maybe if I covered them in like cardboard, people would be like, well, I don't, the kind of guy that would cover his windows in cardboard, he's the kind of guy to stay away from.
Yeah,
but this to me, this glass room is just, I wouldn't be able to fall asleep. The thought of people staring at me while I sleep is one of the most disturbing thoughts.
Yeah. Amber Lynn in the chat says that it looks like a good place to practice walking like a dog.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being in there and a guy just running around the cubicle?
It's very like, small.
Dog running.
Right.
Come on, kids. We're going somewhere else. Yeah. It's too small. If it were
Would you stay there, Tyson?
No. If it were the size of like a real hotel room or even a luxury hotel room and then there were some measures in place to so that nobody would disturb you at all, then I might do it as a joke. Just be like, yeah, I'll stay here. This is funny. But that's too small of a... That's too encapsulated. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's multiple rooms. Like, look it. Scroll down on that.
Yeah.
So the guy who did the video, he's inside of a room and then there's another one next to it.
Oh, are you sure about that?
I'm not sure, but
because that writing behind that bed that was in the original.
Yeah, so if
I think that's just the lighting.
Yeah,
there's just one room.
Yeah, they get you to stay for free for one night, and then I guess are you allowed to leave after that?
You can only stay for one night.
Yeah,
if for free. Yeah.
So you can't stay for like a week.
Yeah, I think you have to pay to stay in the other rooms. I think you stay in this room for free.
The lack of sleep after one night, you'll want your own room.
Well, but the lack of sleep would keep you sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a bathroom? Do you have to poo in public?
I think you probably have to go to like the hotel lobby bathroom.
Right? Where do you shower? That's not a great room. Not even for free. I'd rather pay and have a shower, a bathroom.
Yeah,
I'd actually rather sleep in my car because
yeah,
at least I know all the filth is my own.
Right. You know, I think if you have enough drinks, I think you could probably pass out there. But I don't know, like, what kind of clientele they want.
Like,
it's not a commercial probably for the hotel when, you know, some, like, drunken
55 year old.
Well, do they do a screening process?
I don't know.
Like, and how do you have to reserve it in advance?
Yeah. Do they like, hey, can you send us your pictures before we let you have the see-through room?
Yeah, I'm sure they want mostly beautiful, young, beautiful people.
Yeah. So I don't know what the screening process is there. Find out.
Oh, they look at you when you come and say, oh, we're sorry, the room's already been taken.
Yes.
Find out. Maybe we'll go do it.
Yeah. Okay, I guess you can rent out the room for different events, like DJs and stuff like that. So maybe they could let us have a podcast there.
Oh, yeah.
It's available for art performances, radio shows, DJ sets, and more. The possibilities are endless as long as you want to be the center of attention.
Yeah, of course we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the place for us. Let's get to Spain.
I mean,
let's wait until it cools down, but let's go.
Tyson, I think the acoustics are probably not great for a podcast.
No, glass is probably not ideal.
Not our friend, but, you know, whatever. One show won't kill us.
Nope.
Yeah.
It'll
be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Danny, anything else from the bolt hole this week?
Not this week. I got to let Tyson get on with his vacation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm vacating so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got more sand to go step on.
Tyson, all of your walls are opaque.
We do have a pretty big window here, but it opens up to the ocean. So nobody can look in unless you're in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So, yeah.
All right.
So things are okay.
Danny, anything fun coming up for you this week?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Can't say right now. Yeah. I didn't know I was going to do anything fun last week.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you didn't.
No, I did. Okay, the mosquito thing was a nightmare.
Yeah.
But the way that unfolded was I had my in-laws here with their kids. And I just said on Thursday at like 2:00, I just turned to Liz and said, you know what? I'm leaving. And she's such a good wife. She said, I get that.
Wow.
And so by 2 hours later, I packed up my car and I drove away. So I don't know if I'm going to do anything fun until basically the moment it begins to happen. And then it quickly became not fun. It was an awesome day until I got off course. And then, you know, not just the mosquitoes, I was stomping through this marshy, wet grassland just hour after hour. And just it turned into like a huge, nearly like 30-mile day with.
That sounds like a signature Danny Bryson day, though.
Mm-hmm. It really does. That's why I wasn't surprised when I found myself in that situation.
Is this going to be a video, Danny?
Yeah. Yeah. This will probably come out in like 4 weeks.
Wow.
So
coming this summer.
Yeah, coming this summer. Mosquito. You know, the problem with things that are that bad is that my willingness to take out my camera is very low when I'm being destroyed by mosquitoes.
Yes. Okay.
Like, you know, I didn't even stop to eat or drink for probably 4 hours just because of the mosquitoes. Because I was eating mosquitoes.
Danny, you famously battled the mosquitoes before. Tyson, isn't that the origin for one of Danny's classic nicknames, Skeet Dog?
Yes, that's where it came from. Thank you for remembering. Mosquitoes.
Always so, attacked by the mosquitoes.
Yeah, you're just too delicious.
Skeet Dog's blood just so sweet. Sweet to the taste.
Danny.
Yes.
People in the chat are asking if you've seen any of the episodes of the challenge.
No, I have not.
He has not seen it.
Oh, but by the way,
and say you did see one episode.
No, I thought you were going to jump on me for that. Yeah, okay.
No.
Yeah. You guys know me. I will say I thought for 100% I was going to find a dead body during that mosquito experience, by the way. I thought
like a mosquito was going to kill a dead body.
Well, no, out of all the places I've been, it's so remote. There's no trails there. It was just me cutting through random, you know, like mountain passes and through boulder fields that nobody goes on. And I thought, this is it. I'm going to find a corpse.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have something to talk about on News AF.
I thought we were going to get Danny's recap of the challenge for a second.
Yeah. No, not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today. One day.
One day.
One day it's coming.
I will be recapping the challenge.
Where can we hear that, Tyson?
The Ringer Reality podcasts on all podcatchers. Spotify is their preferred method.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it's one of the only places to get all the insider info. And I break it all down every single
week. You spill some of the tea?
Some of the tea, not all of the tea.
Mm-hmm.
I have to respect keeping some of the tea, but okay. I do spill quite a bit of it.
All right, bring a mop because Tyson is spilling the tea.
That's right.
On the challenge. All right. Of course, yeah, check out everything else we're doing over on Rob's podcast. In addition to all the coverage of Big Brother, I started watching a show called Claim to Fame. Which was very fun, that you two might be interested in it, that it is a show where you're trying to guess the identity of famous people's relatives.
Ooh, that's
it's
cool.
It's a guessing game, yeah. Find out if you can figure out who the famous people or who the contestants on the show are related to. We have episode 2 coming up. And then I'll run Nothing But Netflix. I watched a show called... Danny, you might be interested in the search for DB Cooper. DB Cooper,
oh,
where
yeah.
are you?
I started watching that.
Yeah.
The second one.
Yes.
I've always been fascinated with
it. It's interesting, but it's a little bit more about the people that are going crazy looking for DB Cooper.
Yeah, I'm on episode 2 of that one. You know what else is really, really good?
What's that?
The Rehearsal on HBO.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, with Nate's...
I started showing Nathan for You episodes to my kids also. Which
and did they like them?
Yes. And they're like 95% like family friendly, but then every once in a while that...
You get the corn box at the hotel.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm cherry picking episodes, but every once in a while that, you know, there's like some sort of a conversation of like, do you think you did that because you have a small penis? Like, I just have to like see if like that registered, and sometimes it just goes right over their head.
Yeah. Nathan for You is a good test to see, because I love Nathan Fielder's work.
Yes,
I love Nathan for You. I love the first episode of The Rehearsal is so good.
Yeah, I'm not finished with it yet.
It's just like he messes with the people in all the ways I would love to mess with people.
Do you know why I didn't click on it and I haven't watched it yet? Because Nathan was so Nathan for You was so cringy. I had a hard time watching it. Like, just so awkward. So very, very awkward. He's so good at that.
And that's the thing, is that some people think he's too awkward and can't stomach even just watching him be awkward on camera. And that's the beauty of all of it. So anyways, that's my recommendation.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to ask my kids, okay, is this going to work? Do you think this is a good idea? And they never think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, they're business geniuses.
I want to teach them this outside the box thinking. Like maybe could this work? Let's see. But yeah, it's pretty fun. All right. Thank you so much for joining us here for News AF. Tyson, enjoy the rest of your trip. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.